Pretty impressive. You didn't throw a lot of pitches tonight. You really didn't have to, and you had plenty of offense to back you up.
Yeah, that's a great thing. When we got up to that early lead, I just knew I just had to throw a lot of strikes, and our defense was solid. You know, we had a couple errors, but I was able to work through that, and again, and like the offense was just on fire tonight.
How were you able to bounce back? You pitched last night. You didn't throw a lot of pitches in relief last night, but you had to come back less than 24 hours later. Talk about that.
It's a tough mental thing to try to get over that, but I think, you know, I just try to not to think about it, you know, keeping my pitch count low in my favor, and keeping throwing first pitch strikes, even though I was a little wild today with a little bit of walks. But I think our defense played solid, and it's easier knowing that offensively we can come back and I don't have to throw that much.
Going back to your high school career, you guys didn't have a lot of success when you talk about state tournaments. Here you are now for the first time, zone champions. Now you're in the state tournament. What does this mean?
This is a great feeling because I know us seniors, we've been through a lot these last 4 years. A couple regional games that we could have won to have a chance to go to state, and now we just came up with a clutch win, and it's a great feeling. I can't be more proud of for our seniors and everything, so it's a great feeling.
This has been pretty big month for you specifically. You signed obviously with Garden City Community College, and now state tournament. Sum that up for us.
It's really been surreal. It still hasn't kicked in that I'm getting to play the next level, but I still want to keep playing for the Blues team. I want to see how far we can go. I think we have a chance at state, and you know, we're just gonna go in with high expectations, and hopefully we can meet them.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.